This is Strong Tower Radio Feature, one of the public service programs of Strong Tower Radio. Its purpose is to introduce you to your community and your community to you. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. I am on location at the Battle Creek Adventist Community Service Center. This is episode 4 of a multi-part statewide tour of the Michigan Adventist Community Service Centers. These centers are one of the ministries of the worldwide Seventh-day Adventist Church. They are operated by local congregations located in cities and rural areas of both the developed world and the undeveloped world. Each center adapts to their respective community needs and changes over time. In summary, they are the hands and feet of Christ to that community. Please join me today for the tour of the Battle Creek Adventist Community Service Center and its director, Shirley Finneman, and her staff. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you.
Shirley, would you have a word of prayer on the radio for our listeners and for the program that we're recording today?
Dear Lord, we thank you that we have this opportunity to share with others what an awesome God you are, how you made us to heal, to recover when these days we have needed it, and you bring hope. So today we hope that we can share this hope with others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, Shirley, did you always want to be a community services director?
Never dreamed. I'm a public health nurse, but I see, looking back, how the Lord really prepared me. I've not only lived overseas, traveled overseas, but in the last few years, I've been trained in public health because our nation has gone through several crises. And so while I was in California, I was trained in CERT.
And what is CERT?
CERT, Community Emergency Response. But we also had all kinds of training as to how to... We were the first ones, I think, to have mass immunizations for the flu in practice for the big one. Never dreamed I would be... That would set me up for having the skills and introduced to people who would... that I would be on the Joint Office of Command for Battle Creek and Calhoun County for the disaster response the last 3 years.
And when you told us that that originally disaster response was your forte, your interest, and the community services needed a director, and so you took the position just because of the need. And many of the community service directors, we need to be open to where the Lord leads us. So what is the scope of the Battle Creek overview of services that you provide in this center that is unique to this community?
Well, we started off, I saw that there was a need for training the young people, because we have a population of people who do not speak English, and they were at great risk. So I talked to the director, actually, of Homeland Security here, and Disaster Response asked me if I would go with him while he was teaching some young people. Well, it never happened. So I went ahead, and the academy here, which is a high school, students here.
And it's Battle Creek Adventist Academy.
Yes. The principal there allowed me to bring in the police and the firemen, and we gave the community emergency response training to the young people, knowing that they could turn around and share with their families who didn't speak English.
So
that was the beginning.
Did you have any, when I think about this training, did you have like a mock disaster at the academy?
Yes.
And the students participated in that. Okay.
And they also, some people remember the huge exercise we had in Battle Creek, where it was international. They had terrorists coming from Canada. Our students were the victims of that.
Really?
Helped out, yes.
Wow. Now, tell us, what other services do you have here in the Battle Creek Adventist Community Service Center?
We have some clothing, we have classes, we have, of course, during COVID, our center had to shut down. So most of what you're going to hear going forward is things that we did outside of the center. And we're now just starting back to get things going again here inside the center.
So you adapted to what needed to be done.
Yes.
We're going to talk about reaching out to the Burmese community. We're also going to be talking about disaster response. We have Angela, we'll be talking about that. We have Becky, she's going to talk about reaching out to senior fairs, cross-cultural understanding. And then we also have Denise, she's going to talk about nutrition. So why don't we go to Von Boy and explain how she became a part of this ministry, and it opened up a whole new area of service for this center.
Well, when I realized that we had a population that needed help, you need somebody who understands both languages. And Von Boy has a college graduate, and she had a lot of English skills, so she was my first helper. Would you like to share what it's like?
I need to share it, yeah, especially our Zomi community. We don't have our language worship to God, so he tells the Battle Creek pastor, Tamedical pastor, and they gave a class, a room, the youth room, and we worship. And especially I train the Sabbath school, I teach the Sabbath school, the children, the kindergarten. And then now they are youth already, so I appreciate Sherry. And then the Adventist community, Sherry come and ask me, we talk each other, and we need something to train the ladies and the non-Adventists. So we work together with them. And until now, they calling me when they need that, especially transportation and interpreting.
Now I'm going to ask Shirley a question, and we're right now in the Burmese Center. This is in Springfield, Michigan, which is a suburb adjacent community to Battle Creek. How did this community service center end up in the Burmese Center?
Well, it was a friend of mine. Her name is Martha Tunglum, and she was a refugee whose family came many years ago, and she wanted their family wanted to do something to give back to the Burmese community. So she was able to get a grant and get a group together who started this Burma Center. But she wanted other people to also come. And not only that, then she wanted a place where the two cultures could get together.
So you were one of the parts of that puzzle.
Yes. And so when I walked in this room, I said, oh, this would be beautiful. It's got all these cupboards. But I said, I have no money. I have no plan. She said, if God wants you here, he'll work it out. And he did.
He did.
And so we've worked together.
Absolutely. Well, let's turn over to Angela. You're very passionate about disaster response. Explain to our listeners what disaster response is.
Disaster response is basically responding to disasters, but it's also in great part teaching people how to respond to disasters, teaching classes on sheltering in place, teaching classes on how to be safe. Basically, Shirley and I met in the CERP program, and then
say that what that means one more time.
Community emergency response team training, and I did the coordination for that for a couple years, and then it was during the time we were in CERT, we were called to look for some lost people, which was like...
This is a real thing.
A real thing,
yeah. Okay.
But it was a disaster because it was very disorganized. And so we talked to the county. The county decided, yeah, it's okay to start your own search and rescue team, which we did. We took a lot of training, and we did it in 3 months, which was really silly because there's a lot involved with it. It's like taking first aid, doing CPR, doing AED, being certified by the National Association for Search and Rescue, which has set standards for the whole entire nation. So if we go to a disaster for that, we know exactly how everyone else is trained. But through the Community Service Center, we're trying to educate people on sheltering in place, how to be safe, what you can do to set up an emergency bathroom, what you can do to keep warm if your heater goes out. And the big thing I stressed when I did my classes was learn how to start a fire, because if you go out in the wilderness, you have to be able to start a fire. You have to take a whistle with you, because if you're lost, the whistle helps. You also need to stay in place, because if you search and go different directions, it makes it harder for us to find. Plus, we teach the parents to take pictures of the bottom of their kids' shoes, take pictures of what they're wearing that particular day, so we know exactly what to look for when we go out into the woods. So basically, I really, really want to stress people being safe, carrying the right equipment, make sure you have a whistle, make sure you can signal, make sure you know how to signal. We talked about that, what you should carry in your pack, make sure you have a first aid kit, never go along, file a plan for where you're going to go to.
And just like a pilot.
Just a pilot. It's very important. And then we also teach them how to signal an airplane. And so there, you got to put your signal in the open. Please don't wander all over the place. If you can find a source of water, you need to stay there. And learn how to self-rescue. If you can follow a river or a body of water downstream, eventually it's going to end up in a town and you'll be able to help yourself out. So don't rely on a cell phone, because it will not have tower service. If you have to send a message, please text it, because the text will go out, but the phone call will not. So that is basically kind of what I teach, and I really stress the fact that God went out to find the one sheep that was lost out of the 100. He left the 99 so he could help people, and the one person, and he's a big person. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. So that is sort of my mission in life, is not only for searching for people, but it gives the families that you search for a lot of peace of mind, because if the outcome isn't good, at least they know one way or the other what happened to their loved one. So if Jesus can go out and find the lost sheep, we can go out and find the lost sheep. So we've kind of brought the program to this Community Service Center so that we can train more people so this can be perpetuated. So that is my story.
Well, Angela, that is absolutely awesome. There are some real takeaways there. When you mentioned that, take a picture of the tread, of the sole, of the feet, and that's so that when they walk, they know they've got the right track and the right person. Mm-hmm. That is a takeaway. That made this program just worth it for that, and there were other things that you said also. Surely, is that unusual for community service centers to have disaster response integrated into the local center? This is the first time I've done three centers. What makes your center so special?
Well, maybe it's because we started off working with the head of the disaster response and Homeland Security here in Battle Creek and Calhoun. But also, we are working with people who have come to our country who don't speak English. And then from COVID, we have a whole group of elderly people who have had to be home and isolated, and many of them wish they had had this information before. And as they started coming to our center and trying to come here where they felt it was safe before they could go where there's a lot of other people, it's helping them to recover.
So you helped some people that post-COVID, if you call it syndrome, or tried to integrate back in the community, they met with you first and you gave them coping mechanisms. The other thing I want to come back to is that in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, disaster response and community services were blended together under the same leadership. So you were like an early adapter where many other centers have not taken that path yet. But really powerful, important things, and I want you to continue, Angela, what you're doing in that particular realm. Well, let's take a station identification here. This is a Strong Tower Radio feature in Battle Creek, Michigan, at the Battle Creek Adventist Community Service Center with Shirley Finneman and her staff. I'd like to turn the corner and let's talk to Becky Ward. Becky, each one of the people around this table represent a facet of community services here at the Battle Creek Center. So, Becky, tell me what your passion is.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Well, I actually am part of the disaster response under Shirley's tutorage. You know, Angie's been and working with me too, and I've really appreciated everything. And Angie has been basically filling in for the most part of what we do in our disaster response. I met Angie actually in the CERT program, you know, because I was also part of that years ago. And one of the things that I noticed is that her and her husband did search and rescue, and that was the area of expertise that I really wanted to, I had a passion for. I really wanted to do that. But unfortunately, at the time, their training was always on Sabbath. And so I had to wait it out. Eventually, Angie actually joined our church. She's new in our church, and they opened up training for other days of the week, and there was immediately six people from our church that were training in the search and rescue. Now, it's not really affiliated with our church, the search and rescue, but it is a community service, and I feel, you know, very happy to be part of that. Now, in light of that, I am part of the disaster response here in the community services. And now, two things I just wanted to quickly mention, even though this is really not part of that, but because Shirley wasn't here to attend at the time, we had two events took place in September. And one was the senior fair, and another was cross-cultural training. Senior fair but I was here, so I attended that. That's what I was trying to lead up to. We had at the Kellogg Arena, and
that's the big center here, downtown right Battle Creek. Creek. If it's going to happen, it's the biggest thing around, and that's where it happens.
Yeah.
So seniors from different agencies across this area all joined together to put on a program where seniors can come and participate and learn.
Exactly. So, so we had many seniors coming, and we put up a booth. We tried to get people involved to see, what we offered. We tried to get people involved, in other words, to come to classes that we were trying to hold. Angie was going to be teaching some of these classes that she'd mentioned already. We didn't get a lot of takers for that, but one thing we did learn, we had John Rocker with us, and John Rocker is a director of health in our church, health director, and he teaches classes, and one of them is Diabetes Undone. And we found that there was high interest in the Diabetes Undone class, and so we did see that. One of the things that we really like to stress is health, and that was one area where we really tried to stress that well in some of the classes that we may offer in the future too. And I know that we were talking about charcoal, we might talk about charcoal or hydrotherapy. We didn't get a chance to put that in there, but that's just something that just to quickly mention something.
You know, most people of our listeners think of charcoal as something you grill some meat on,
it's
charcoal that you can is health remedies, both internally and also externally, and there's classes on that.
The health benefits are amazing.
This community service center really focuses on health, and we're going to be talking to Denise about that, but you also have an interest in cross-cultural understanding.
Yes, cross-cultural training, we did that also in September, and it basically, in a nutshell, and I don't have details, but basically they told you how to approach certain cultures. They did give us certain scenarios, and they said you wouldn't say this to this group of people because they will interpret it totally different than what you mean. And so it was very helpful in their training. So I really appreciated that, and we had several classes of that. And one of the things that I did take away from there that I really appreciated the most was they gave out these cards. And these cards...
They're business cards.
Yes. And it says, my language, my life. And basically what that is if you know somebody out in the community that does not know how to speak English, for example, or maybe you two can't even communicate to each other.
But you can give them the card.
You can give them this card. Exactly. And what it has is the website... mylanguagemylife.com, and they can go to that, and it offers the Bible in their language, and it was very, very easy to navigate this and to go in there, and you just pick out your language. Then it shows you all the books that are available. It has a Bible. It has several other books there, and three that I just want to quickly mention. One of the biggest ones is Steps to Christ.
Yes.
And another one is Desire of Ages. It's a very popular one. That talks about the life of Christ. And the other one is The Great Controversy, if you ever wonder, why is there evil in this world? And that book will answer those questions. Again, it's mylanguagemylife.com.
Thank you so much, Becky. Let's go over to Denise. You have another aspect. Yours is health. How is health integrated into the Battle Creek Adventist Community Center?
Well, I got involved because Shirley had a questionnaire and I saw that it said nutrition on it, and my career has been in nutrition and dietetics. And so my passion is to educate people in good eating habits and the nutrition aspect of it. So with the large Myanmar population here in Battle Creek, I had learned that...
Burmese also, that's...
The Burmese, yeah, that came from Myanmar. That many of them, especially the young people, are picking up bad American eating habits. And so I met a lady here through the sewing class that was going to be happening. She has a daughter that teaches at Western. And so I was given her contact information, and Mary and I got together like during the winter of 2019, 2020, the first part of it. And we came up with some classes, and I had some an outline from some previous ones that I did when I lived in Dayton, and we came up with four classes as far as the topics that were on here, what would be best for the community, like how to plan your meals and incorporate more vegetables and fruits.
So how do you do that? You don't speak Burmese.
No, I would have had, I would have to have somebody there.
It's like Voon Boy.
Yeah, she, another job for her. Another one was like recipe makeovers, making your recipes more healthy. And then we came up with some ideas of some food to do, to do food demonstrations for each of these classes. So the plan was for us to start in April of 2020. And
well, just giving that date says everything.
Right. It got put on the back burner, unfortunately. So,
but you are not discouraged. You're going forward, and you're going to do it again.
Yes. We're going to put it on the front burner, hopefully pretty soon, so that we can go forward. In the meantime, we have had other opportunities. We work with a Methodist church that's African American people that are local, and they had a food distribution like last summer, and we came up with an idea to reach out to the children there that were waiting in the cars while the parents or whomever were picking up the food. So I made up these little invitations to hand out to each car, saying that we were going to have a little class, an activity for the children. So we did that, and I had, the first one I did was making a little something with fruit, like a banana, and putting different fruit on and making like a boat. It had a little sail on it. But what I did was made up a little handout for it with the different fruits, and what the nutrition value of was you know, for each of those things, to just encourage them to eat these things to be healthier, and so I told why. So there's been some different opportunities that we've had here in the community.
So that's wonderful. We've got nutrition, we've got disaster relief, and now we're going to be talking about sewing. Shirley, the last but not the least is the sewing class. Will you talk about that?
Yes, delighted, because the sewing class is the center and it's the core of keeping our center here. It goes when everything else can't go, and even during COVID. Sylvia Mullen, who is our head sewer, that didn't quite come out right, but anyway, she got the ladies to doing masks at home when we found out that we could do that. So right at the beginning, as soon as we found out there was something we could do. Now, also, we had people here at the center who also came in and did masks. And Celia was one of Sylvia's students. And Celia, if you would like to share what it was like, where you were at when you started with Sylvia, and also maybe just briefly about the masks.
Okay, so I had never seen or dealt with a sewing machine, and so I didn't know anything about it, but I've decided to take the class because, you know, it was really interesting. And Sylvia was the person who taught me how to thread the machine and how to really get started. And she is a wonderful person, wonderful teacher, and now I feel like I can do it, whereas before I felt I could never do it. So it was a really wonderful experience.
You know, Shirley, she just showed us, and I've taken pictures, we'll probably put it on the website, of beautiful garments that she has done. She's experimented and succeeded at doing many, many things, and that's all due to Sylvia's influence. And that's part of this center, and it's broken down barriers. It's got people talking across cultural things, and it also it develops a social community and such. As we close right now, Shirley, what is one of the last things that this center means to you, and it means to the community? And Celia, why don't you say, what is this, before Shirley starts, what does this center mean to the Burma Center?
Well, it means the opportunity for people to come and socialize and learn at the same time, and it's always fun. And I'm wishing that it continues because it's really a great thing.
Shirley, close us.
People and friendships, that's what it's all about. And God has given us an opportunity to be able to do that here, and just rejoice that we have a community that where people can come and grow and thrive.
We work together to help each other.
Yes.
Why don't you give us a telephone number or any way to contact the Battle Creek Adventist Community Service Center?
If you'll call 269-753-4918. And ask for Shirley, and we can give you some information.
Say that again, please.
269-753-4918.
I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We've been at the Battle Creek Adventist Community Center in the Burma Center in Springfield, Michigan, with Shirley Finneman. Please join us as we continue this journey across the state of Michigan. Bye now.